You know where
it's
I learned?
It's too hard to process.
I learned not to be afraid of death because of a bottle of Dr. Bronner's soap. It literally says on the side, on the label, don't be afraid of death. And I was like, oh, shit. And it talks about mushroom therapy.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then, like, there's no need to be afraid of death therapy or something like that.
With Johns Hopkins, they alleviated death anxiety in terminal patients like 90%
psilocybin mushrooms. You don't need the mushrooms, though. You could, unless you want to, but like that's optional. But you could skip right to the whole. It's fine. It's all fine.
Do they sell that at the state fair also?
Like, hopefully, that'd be a wild state fair.
That would make
a callback
to
something nobody heard.
Everybody just be staring at turkey legs, like, oh my fucking god!
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned 3 specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience. Mm-hmm.
They're online.
Stab.
In this ticking time bomb of an episode of The Stab Show, super funny improviser Christiana has to unravel the riddles of a madman before he can spoil all of the Deadpool and Wolverine cameos before opening night. Hilarious comedian Connor Martin is in a custody battle to win the right to visit his somewhat illicit substances guy twice monthly and on every other national holiday. And Stab Show favorite Christy Farley has a plan to save the rec center that's so crazy it just might not matter because billionaires just fucking hate rec centers, man. All of this while me, your host, Jesse Jones, has to try to convince his boss that he knows Cantonese and can show the visiting dignitaries a good time and convince him to invest in our rubber vomit company. All this and so much more in tonight's episode of The Stab Show. Now, let's dive right into the program, shall we, with segment one. It's reorganization. This is a show that is about as dependent upon context as any other that's ever been attempted. Minus the proper amount of context, most of what we say in this hour-ish of programming is absolutely horrifying. Which is why an acronym like COOC, or completely out of context, is so troublesome to me. Us. You and we. So when I found it, I obviously had to use it. Also, COOC, I mean, just listen to that. Obviously had to use it. Anyway, let's quickly forget what COOC might already stand for and instead give you who or what else, kook. Sorry. COOC might stand for or represent to you, Christiana. Let's hear your COOC.
Well, COOC, let me just start by saying, have you seen inflation lately?
Ooh.
Have you been to the grocery store? My God. You have food at home. Sure, the kids are going to whine, their lack of gratitude, knowing no limits whatsoever, but tonight's dinner is a solid COOC, cooking out of crap. There's something in that pantry that will at least provide the caloric intake necessary to fill your belly, even if it doesn't remotely approach the slimmest amount of nutritional value.
Nah.
Stale store brand butter round Ritz knockoffs, a mealy red delicious apple, and the peanut butter you could scrape out of the bottom of the jar. Sold!
There you go.
Crap, but we're cooking with it. A really questionable head of broccoli and a can of potted meat food product? Well, that does have some nutritional value, actually. Unrelated. Anyone know how many calories mold has? Anyone? Oh, look, milk that's just about there. A slimy slab of salami and 2 bread heels. Done. We are cocking up dinner tonight.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yum.
Most of that almost sounded all right.
I mean, it's not a meal I have eaten.
It's not starving.
Yeah.
It's not starving.
Well, and also, someone with a British husband knows a lot of that sounds like real good
fine
English food.
Dining.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So many kinds of sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And not a euphemism. It's just sausage.
Yeah. And some heels of... of loaves of bread.
A lot of potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And then they put beans on it for whatever reason.
They put beans on everything. If it sits still, beans, and they're not even like, ugh.
That's why you need the heel of the bread to resist the bean juice.
We had, so in England, Heinz has a macaroni and cheese in a can.
Ooh.
Like God. Next no. to SpaghettiOs, and yeah. it is so much worse than you're imagining right now.
Yeah.
It was like paste. There were like four actual macaronis in it. It was
all right. Well,
not yeah. great. That would be a good cocked up meal too.
Oh,
there you go.
Thank you and welcome back.
Okay.
Connor.
Howdy.
Hi. What might you have in way of a COOC?
Yeah, you know me.
I do.
Sorry, I just wanted to do that. Welcome to Goldsboro, Pennsylvania, the new city where all the nations easily tricked, overly trusting, and just plain dumb have been herded for their own safety. It's a huge town. In an unforeseen turn of inevitable events, a seeming majority of the nation's con men have flocked to the city of Rubes like Catholics to a burnt tortilla. In response to this confluence of wolves and sheep, the bodies that govern Goldsboro have enacted a campaign of weekly PSAs to deal with their ever-growing variety of cons, tricks, and schemes employed by these opportunistic idiot hunters. This week's PSA is aimed at young women. Has your OBGYN suggested that in order to provide you optimal care, he will have to watch you bang? Well, call our idiot hotline, 1-800-DUMBASS, and report him, because that man is a kook. Remember, COOC, because only creepy obstetricians oversee coitus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. that's just important to let the people know.
Yeah, yeah. It's one to grow on.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of put a tail on the front of that one a little bit, but what are you going to do?
No. I always enjoy when the reorganizations are punctuated with the reveal.
Oh yeah, so. I wanted to really
yeah.
let it simmer.
Yeah.
Like the
you give people the chance
like the cooking
to beat them to it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. See yeah. if you get where I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. It's always a fun little game within the game.
I feel like the guy from Saw or something, you know what I mean? We're playing a game.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I've always made that connection.
Thank you.
Thank you, Connor. Mm. Hey, Christiana.
No.
Welcome.
No.
Sorry. Sorry.
You know, though, in a weird way, I appreciate it because usually my name that gets fucked up.
You know, I almost I saw that finish, coming. I was like, those are close.
I didn't There's finish my sentence. Up. Hey, Christiana, you did good earlier. Welcome back, Christy Farley. It was going to have to happen with the C show with Christiana, Connor, and Christy. Oh, sure. It was going to be.
Point.
I got it out of the way. Christy Farley. Let's Hello. Do that. Let's include the full name. Mm-hmm. That'll help. I was just super happy that you're here in person back on the program.
I'm grateful to be here.
I have to do so much begging to get you to join us again. Christy, welcome back to the show with your COOC.
Caffeine Overload Outpatient Clinic.
Mm.
Hello there. You get right into it.
Yeah.
Did you drink two cans of Kirkland brand cold brew from Costco only to find out that each can has 225 milligrams of caffeine? And then did you then think to yourself, wait, doesn't an average cup of coffee only have 80 milligrams of caffeine? And then you pulled out your iPhone because mental math is not your strong suit. And then you found out that you just slammed nearly 6 grams of coffee like a college freshman in the span of 12 minutes. And now you think you're vibrating and you may shit yourself? Well, come on down to the Caffeine Overload Outpatient Clinic. We've got room after room that's just filled with soothing ambiance, water features, and a trained professional in there to remind you to breathe and tell you that you are absolutely not going to die right now. We've also got K-O-Pectate on tap for the inevitable diarrhea that you're absolutely going to have. And you can sit on a beanbag while you wait out the shakes. Anyway, if you're too self-conscious and anxious to come down there, call us and we'll come get you. Come on down!
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah.
Loved it.
I'll just act like last weekend. I didn't basically just pound 570-ish milligrams in two back-to-back cans of delicious energy drink. I try to get myself off energy, and then I'll have two. They're just delicious. Can I get... I've said this so many times. I don't think the energy drink companies are listening to me. But can I get just caffeine-free versions of these flavors? I just like the flavors. I don't even want the caffeine.
Oh, that's the first.
Well,
decaf energy drink.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
There's got to be a market. They're making like alcohol-free hard seltzer, which is just seltzer. Yeah. People just are buying it. So, yeah. I mean,
we're a long way from the... the battery acid flavor of original Red Bulls and Monsters. Yeah. Things are delicious now. Mm. Yeah. And those flavors do not exist outside of energy drinks. And it's a built-in problem.
Yeah, I don't think they realize they have that market just sitting there.
Yeah.
Totally untapped.
I would untapped. And I'm trying to avoid dyes and stuff too. So you just give me that and I would be so happy.
For the crunchy energy drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Caffeine free.
Yeah.
Just for a little cake after dinner.
Yeah. Just acting like I wouldn't buy the shit out of
it. I mean, even decaf still has like a little bit of caffeine in it.
Sure.
So
just a negligible amount. I looked it up because I was concerned about sleep.
It's like they stopped making good diet sodas and now it's just all diet like
the zeros, the Coke Zero garbage. They're terrible. I want my chemicals back.
It's a dwindling middle class, you know.
There it is. It all comes back to that. Hey everybody, now let's go around and actually introduce people. Christiana, hi there.
Hi.
It's been a bit.
I know. I know. Oh, I'm sorry. I miss you.
I'm not looking for apologies.
No,
I'm just,
but the guilt is just part of my personality.
Well,
so
I'm familiar with that as well. No. I would ask what you've been up to, but it's I will anyway.
Yeah.
It's still worthwhile.
Sure.
It's not a creative endeavor necessarily, except. You're still doing the quilting stuff, I assume.
I still do. I do a bit of sewing here and there. I moved into bag making, and someone liked my bag tonight, and that was exciting.
Yeah.
I don't sell them because it takes me so long. They'd be like Louis Vuitton levels of expensive for, you know, Joanne craft supplies. But that is what
there might also be a market for.
That's what I do with my time.
Well,
it could be writing. It could be something more like. Arts and crafts. Am I going to go to State Fair tomorrow? I always like to check out the handiworks.
Yeah. Well, that and you're heavily invested in the Y.
I am invested in the Y. S'mores Fest is coming up September 28th to our local.
I keep wanting to do that, and I keep not
listeners
doing that.
And viewers. You should come. There will be a quilt there for raffle.
Oh,
it's always very exciting. But if you like summer camp, if you like the Utes, if you like eating s'mores, if you like do-gooding in the community for less money than the other worthy causes charge, like I love Habitat, but that is an expensive ticket.
Mm.
But ours is cheap, and you get barbecue, and you get to eat s'more stuff. So end of September, shouldn't be 100,000 degrees anymore.
Shouldn't.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, come on down.
Well, I'll have to look
good
into
times.
That. Yeah. And doing more improv around here, so I'm going to have to try and pull you back into that.
I remember improv.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah, but I remember that.
Would like to get you back involved
something
in that.
Something with the yeses and the ands.
Something along those lines.
I still got
lines. It. Yeah.
Nailed I remember.
It. But yeah.
If
I can pull you out more for other things,
yes.
Do that as well.
I would do that.
Actually, Power Play might be an excellent opportunity. You know what? We'll talk.
Okay.
Thank you, Christiana. Good to have you. Hey, Connor.
How do you do?
Oh, not too bad. I kind of owe you an apology that only matters to me.
I was going to say you do.
Guilt is part of his personality,
exactly.
Too.
I don't know if I'm aware.
I think last time you were on, or the time before, or whatever, I kept referring to it as like your first show. I forgot that you had been on like 6 years before
once,
that.
Way back,
yeah.
I almost forgot.
Yeah.
I don't even remember, yeah.
But I am the... I'm the bookkeeper with the dumb spreadsheet. I should have known that.
It's a pretty fucked up oversight there, Jesse.
Yeah. No, it's been bothering
it's
me.
The kind of shit that causes housing collapses and mortgage
since I
crises.
Edited that episode recently, it's been top of mind.
I appreciate that. Finally going to be able to sleep at night.
Yeah. Well, I finally will be able to. Welcome back.
What are you
up to out in the
scene?
Yeah.
Not not enough. I just quit my job, so I'm trying to get out more now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more night shifts, so I'll be just miking more and trying to, like, put an act together and, you know, feel like I know what I'm doing again for the first time in a while. But otherwise, you know, just fucking, I don't think I have, like, any cool projects to report on, which
well,
is unfortunate.
You're just
you know?
Getting that.
Yeah,
getting
I'm
that
revving
started
up.
Again. Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, just, you know, future things.
Sure.
Be excited about me. You know, I'm just plugging now. Like, yeah. Like, be a fan of mine. Make me famous so I don't have to get another job. No.
Well, that's always the goal. But it's all right out there. All right in front of you. The endless horizon of opportunity. Yep. We encourage everyone to quit their jobs and pursue their passions.
That's right. You don't even have to fly too close to the sun on days like this.
No.
You'll melt right here.
Well, good to have you. Looking forward to all that will be coming from Connor.
Thank you. I'm trying to create an expectation, so I have to.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, put the pressure on yourself.
That's right.
Christy.
Hello.
Hi there. Oh, you're a gosh darn treat.
Aww.
And you've been missed around here.
I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you. You were mentioning you've gotten into yoga.
Yeah. So I lifelong anxiety disorder, but I was kind of like looking for exercise that I could do at home without like that didn't like give me more anxiety, you know? And then yoga really unites like the mind and the body. And I didn't, at first I was like a total skeptical and I was like, this, like people are attributing things to it. This is bullshit. I'm just gonna stretch or whatever. And then like with consistent, I did it consistently for a year and like X months, I don't know how many months. Yeah. That shit fucking works.
Wow.
And that's why it's been around for thousands and thousands of years. It honestly, and you know, the science doesn't really know why. They don't know why it works. Like, they have theories, but none of them have like reproducible results. Anyway, it's magic. I fully recommend it.
Wow.
You know, talk to your physician or whatever first if you have like a boner disease or something.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. You have to talk to your physician about a lot of things when you've got that.
You can do that hot Bikram yoga in here.
I haven't done that one yet because I'm a little bit too sweaty.
It's not healthy.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, you know, it's, yeah.
Every warning label on a, like a treadmill, it says that you should stop if you experience those symptoms. That's what you experience in Bikram yoga.
Oh, God, oh, no.
Good times.
I saw a documentary about that.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Well, good to have you. Good to finally have someone in yoga's corner. Oh.
I'm just going to proselytize about yoga this whole time.
Might as well. Maybe I should try breathing and minding. I don't know. Well, let's get back to this. It's segment two. It's Topical Haiku Challenge. I said all of those words as weirdly as I could. next week, the Paris Olympic Games begin. It's international sport at its finest. And also filthy, filthy Paris, where the swimmers can't swim. That's fun. It seems like it's been a bit of a catastrophe to get this thing going, but, you know, they usually are. But ready or not, here comes the Summer Olympics. And we're celebrating the Olympics the only way we know how, with strictly regimented Japanese verse, as set to an Irish jig. It's what we do. It's what we do around here, for better or worse. We like to think it's less racially insensitive than when we had the traditional Japanese theme under it.
Yes.
Hard to say if that's true or not. But in today's edition of Topical Haiku Challenge, I want to hear three haiku each about the 2024 Summer Olympics. I'm super ready for it. It's like next week, and I'm gonna. Oh, I think this is gonna be the end of my my Peacock subscription.
Me too.
Since everything's getting more goddamn expensive, but I'm gonna fucking binge that. I love the Olympics.
This feels more like limerick music to me, but
Sure.
Yeah. But maybe that's the juxtaposition you wanted.
I mean, it's not not.
Okay.
Christiana, let's get us started on our three trips around. So it's 1-1-1, 2-2-2, three times around, as we do in segments two. Christiana, your first Paris Olympics haiku.
Do I have to say it in an Irish accent?
You don't. Okay. I actually would probably encourage you not to.
Yeah. All right. Serene Sen flows by. E. coli. Eek. New meaning of runs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'd been hearing that they wanted to do the the swimming events in that river, and they can't because they couldn't clean it up.
Well, then, like, the whole... Like, the French people were, like, they were trying to clean it up. They're like, let's all go down and shit in it in the same day. And I'm like, I don't understand your country.
Well, because the French are strict contrarians.
You gotta shit filter the water.
Yeah. It's like charcoal.
Yeah.
Like
charcoal. You get a giant Brita.
Yeah. Yeah. It's old science.
Thank you, Christian. Connor, your first of three Olympic haikus.
Gymnastics in France. Why is there charcuterie on the pommel horse?
Why not at this point? Oh, it probably because, you know, the meats get it all greasy.
Yeah.
And then that cheese just sweating on it.
It's that home court advantage. They're used to it.
Well, sure. Sure. Christy, Olympic haiku one, go.
Athletes take their stage. World watches with bated breath. Commercial for Twix.
Yes.
Maybe it's because I haven't eaten very much in several months, but everything you guys say tonight makes me very hungry. I want to go home, get a can of beans, and boil it for some reason. Just so I eat it the proper British way.
There you go.
Christiana, second time around, Olympic haiku too.
Women's gymnastics. Mm-hmm. See the exploited teens hold puberty at bay.
I love that. I mean, yeah. But I think we got the creepy trainers out of there at least.
You work out enough, that period's not coming back.
I've heard of this.
Is that a positive?
It is not.
Okay. All right.
No.
Some people take birth control just to do what gymnastics does, you know?
There you go.
I didn't think about that.
Right?
I try not to that now. Connor.
Yeah. Oh, my second one?
Please.
Okay. Decathlon? Nah. We're in France, motherfucker. Decoupage-a-thon.
Oh, man. I want to watch that.
I want to see you glue little pieces of paper to shit.
Yeah.
We're in France.
Yeah.
Would watch.
Ooh. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that's what decoupage is. I don't really know.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just the gluing of papers, mostly.
Yeah. It's like French people trying to retcon collage. Or is collage also French?
Probably.
Oh, okay. I thought they're just trying to take credit or something. No. You know what I mean?
The French have a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't know. Christy, hi there. Please give us another haiku about the Olympics, please.
Gold medal dreams fly. Doping scandal whispers low. I've heard the French smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
That last line sounds like profound if you interpret it what do they call it when you can smell colors and see sounds?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Synesthesia?
Yes.
Like you've heard the French smell. What is that?
Wow.
What does that sound like?
There's a whole other layer that I missed.
That wasn't what you were saying, maybe, but like you were just doing a lot of things in my brain.
I tried to put enough stank on it, but I needed more stank.
It
was French like stank.
A collage of meaning.
Exactly. You glued an extra thought on top of that.
Maybe I should do yoga. That I need to figure that out.
Christiana, let's start our third time around haikuing about the 2024 Olympiad.
Forget the cynics. I visualize world peace and male swimmers. Yum. Mm-hmm.
Such long torsos.
Yeah.
Broad shoulders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot. They're kind of weird.
Very gecko-like.
They're stretched out in weird ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Weird, wonderful ways.
Yeah. To each their own. To each their own. Connor, final haiku about the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Parisian runners do best when running away. Hence, starter pistols.
Right.
It's a little bit offensive, but, you know.
Yeah. And I'm just so exhausted. I got offended in the wrong way because I thought you were talking about runners from Peru. I'm just...
No. Not Peruvian runners.
No, I get it now.
They run towards gold, I believe. Parisian runners... Okay.
Yes, I get the...
You know what I'm doing there? That old General Patton bullshit where we shit on the French for being cowards? Like,
no,
I... Yeah. Fucking dad would eat that up!
I got caught back up with the cowardly French thing.
World War II joke, and this the 80th year since D-Day.
Is that right?
It's timely, yeah.
All ties together.
They're never going to let that go. They're never going to let that go.
Yeah. Fucking how do you French. Like chilling in Normandy, unmolested by German... Soldier.
Yeah, jackasses. thank you, Connor. Hey, Christy, let's wrap up some haikus with your third or three about the Olympics.
Flame ignites the games. Hmm? Why do we do this again? Oh, yeah, corporate sponsors.
Oh, well, you know, that and the thrill of competition.
Yeah.
I didn't know you liked the Olympics. I wouldn't have shit on it so hard.
That's all right. That's all right. It's not that it doesn't deserve it.
I love the Olympics. I like when you know, Stab Show announcer voice John Alston used to be, like, you know, reachable in the real world.
Yeah.
We would just exchange. He fucking hates the Olympics. Oh. I love them, and that was like our bonding was our mutual extreme.
Well, that's
feelings.
Yeah. That's nice.
So if you're out there listening, John, I still like the Olympics, and you're wrong. They're great.
From what I understand, and I do question it often, last I heard he's still alive.
No, I didn't mean he was dead. I just mean like he does like he's like not on Facebook.
No,
so.
But I mean I always think that he's dead.
Oh,
I think he's most active on the X's.
Oh.
Yeah,
well, I never
pretty sure.
There.
Yeah. Segment three, it's selling on Craigslist. Moving soon, you know, for no reason. Or just trying to declutter that garage stuffed with a lifetime of nonsense and bullshit? Well, why not take some pictures of it? Write up something snappy about it. Write up something snappy about how it's not soaked in urine. And you're at least halfway there. I forgot the structure of that sentence. Craigslist has done so much for us, which is why we celebrate it on our little Sell It on Craigslist segment. And so in Sell It on Craigslist, you're asked to give us your Craigslist postings, trying to sell the following things. Christiana, I could have sworn that we'd done this before, but somehow, apparently not. Christiana, let's hear your ad. You're selling cool aunt lessons.
All right. Long-term care insurance is hard to come by. Retirement communities are closing. Assisted living is expensive. And nursing homes are horrific places to die. So invest now in your future by signing up for Cool Aunt Lessons. Your nibblings might not be thinking about their eventual need to care for you along with their parents, but by the end of our four-week class, you'll have fully ingratiated yourself into the homes and hearts of your nieces and nephews. Our curriculum includes week one, sommelier services for the modern teen, how to select the wines and spirits most likely to help your nieces and nephews achieve unparalleled social standing, features Stella Rosa tasting flights. Week two, answering services for the modern alibi. How to leverage AI tools to ensure that you're always on call to cover for your beloved family member as they hide their true activities, many of them requiring later trips to Planned Parenthood from their parents. Week three, later life support. How to hide your resentment when asked to babysit your grand nibblings again. Emphasis on goal setting and meditation to keep in mind the long game. Week four, baking. Sign up today.
Oh, that sounds like good planning.
Yeah, right.
I didn't think about something. That. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, you gotta put in the quality time.
Yeah.
You do, because they will. I'll leave your ass when you're old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're back to the abyss.
Ah. Oh, there you are. I blinked. Connor, thank you, Christiana.
Hey.
Connor, I don't know. Let's hear your ad for a duffel bag full of bed bug infested throw pillows.
Yeah. Are you a scientist who needs cheap research bugs? Have I got the duffel bag for you? Or perhaps you're a deadbeat father currently shopping for hookers, and you just remembered that Junior asked for an ant farm for his birthday. You saw my sweet offer and thought, close enough. And hey, why not? We've all seen our fair share of sea monkey terrariums, alien ant farms, and Richard Gere brand wearable gerbils. It's time to change it up. Give your son the gift of 3 bedbug-riddled throw pillows and a duffel. Oh, what's that? You say you're not a scientist or a piece of shit? Well, allow me to remind you, these are throw pillows. Perhaps it's time to bring your ninjutsu into the 21st century and combine the ancient art of Ninja Star with the modern advent of biological warfare. Can I guarantee the effectiveness of the bedbug Ninja Star in battle? Sure I can. That's for like 3 nerds. In any case, call quickly because these babies are priced to move. Willing to consider trades of similar value, e.g. a flea-laden suitcase or Jansport full of hornets.
Thank you, Connor. Okay. I wasn't one of those 3, but I'm sure somebody...
Somebody wants that shit.
Just checking the chat. I'm sure somebody got that. Thank you, Connor.
Thank you.
And barreling ahead, Christy, let's... Let's see what you've got in your ad for 1 crystal key to a magical fucking realm or some shit.
Hey, y'all. I accidentally clicked buy now on Amazon from a seller whose name was just a bunch of vowels. I think it was like A-U-E or something like that. It was written in all caps for whatever reason. Anyway, this weird crystal came in the box, the same box as my knockoff Olive Garden cheese grater. It's a crystal key to a magical fucking realm or some shit. It opens a portal. I have only used it once. It's slightly enchanted. The price is negotiable, but no refunds if the realm is mid-apocalypse. I brought capitalism over there, and they kind of ran with it. So bring a water bottle in case the atmosphere is on fire. Okay, thanks. Bye!
Yeah. Oh. Just 1 trip into a magical realm with capitalism, and it's just... Ruins everything. It ruins everything. No matter how cute the talking food is or
yeah,
whatever was that going on there.
Butterfly effect will get you every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smart for put the disclaimers in there. You get burned on the back end otherwise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to be up front with everything. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Christy. Thank you all. For our Craigslist listing, let's quickly get into some Toyifying. There's segment 4 is Toyifying. There's truly nothing you can't make a plastic figure out of, paint it a colorful hue, and tell children to go outside with it. Turtles from sewers, sharks living on the streets, mice who are from Mars and ride bikes, all of these things and more can be Toyified. But in our Toyifying, it's your task to come up with the action figures, playsets, games, toys, and other collectively sold separately toys for these everyday situations, scenarios, and concepts. Thought I'd give you something to, you know, spleen vent, if you'd like. Christiana, let's hear what you've got in way of toys, games, your Toyifying of conservatism.
You know, this climate, this prompt is, I don't. Oh, hey, kids. Small C conservatism is dead now. The new and improved one is here to stay. Mega. Great again. Walls. Guardian angels. Not his time. Fight.
with this toy, walls, deportation of the massivist kind. Woke snowflakes won't hurt you when you play with new conservatism. Okay. Accessories include an updated copy of the tax code, Ronald Reagan hair gel, Heritage Foundation membership before it was cool, and a hat, probably red. Conservatism. This toy might not be suitable for children.
Sorry.
It's as if you played a recording from the Republican National Convention this week. I'm dead fucking serious.
Mommy, I want conservatism. That sounds fun.
Oh, we've got conservatism at home.
Yeah. Yeah, Grandpa will build you a conservatism.
It's libertarianism.
That's part of the problem, you guys. It's not really.
Sorry, and thank you.
Okay.
Let's quickly run away from that. Connor!
Yes!
Hey, this is almost the exact opposite of that.
Let's hear
your toys, games, concepts, your toyification of casual hookups.
Yeah, I didn't have to write much at all. I just did a little research. Turns out Hasbro and Milton Bradley each have a one-night stand-themed version of one of their games. First, Milton Bradley came out with Guess Who I Would Have Sex With. Mm-hmm. You pick someone on your opponent's board that you would at least theoretically have sex with, and you write their name down. Right. Then the gameplay proceeds pretty much like regular Guess Who, except every time you lose a game, you have to finish your beer. And as your beer goggles thicken, the pool of people you might consider having sex with broadens widely, thereby making it more difficult for your opponent. Yeah, I probably fucked that guy. Hasbro responded with Sluts and Assholes. It plays very similar to Chutes and Ladders. Just roll the dice and see where you land. Mm-hmm. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, you said something smooth. Climb a ladder. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, she made extended eye contact. That's pretty sweet. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, you got chlamydia. Go down the slide. And that's the games I found that exist in real life. So yeah. Go and buy them if you want to play those.
No, found objects, always good. The fact that those rules for Guess Who aren't like on laminated sheets in breweries right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't...
Quick copyright it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a TMRC circle with a little circle around it.
We called
yeah.
it.
Just to put the download the show, put Dibs. It on a flash drive, and mail it to yourself.
Dibs. Then...
The person you have would have sex with have a big red nose. He does.
Yeah.
It's Santa because you're fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
My love language is gifts.
He gets
he's
me.
He's the zaddy.
He gets me. All right. Yeah, no, seriously, though. That should be in the game cabinets of all the breweries. Hey, New Hope, you're welcome. Thank you, Connor. Christy. Oh, we've gone on a journey, haven't we? From conservatism to casual hookups. Christy, let's hear your toyifying of lower middle class.
Hey! Kids, children, are you sick of the 10,000th Marvel movie hero? I think it's time you kids had more realistic heroes to look up to. Someone you could conceivably become here in the good old U.S. of A. So here we've got Student Debt Dave, okay? Dave is complete with six-figure student debt shackles, and he has a Dave Ramsey book that he runs around. He wipes his tears in it. Okay? And then we go over here for you ladies. We didn't forget you ladies. Budget app Betty, okay? She comes with a couponing app that you won't shut the fuck up about. And then reusable shopping bags. And a tiny little outdated iPhone for her to track all of her purchases, because groceries are crazy right now. I know you kids don't know, but it's nuts out here. So budget app Betty. But here's another one for you ladies. It's a DIY everything Deborah. She comes with the cheap Amazon fake eyelashes And she does her own nails with Gel X incessantly because salons want like over $100 for that. And she does her own hair extensions with questionable quality hair, and it kind of smells. It smells, you know? And she's got all kinds of glue in there, and you're like, shouldn't you see a professional? And she's just like, that shit is like $1,000. So that's DIY Everything Deborah. So, but we also didn't forget the playset, okay? So we got a playset for you. It's called Suburban Sprawl, okay? It's a modest house, no yard. It's next to an apartment complex and in a strip mall that looks literally identical to any other state in America. They all look the same, coast to coast, just fucking strip mall. And then you also got Overtime Adventure as an extension pack. And then you got Healthcare Hassle. Now, the healthcare hassle is it's compatible with the middle class action figure as well, because this is America. Have fun, kids.
Yeah. I make us do these things. Sorry. We have to scream about it. Otherwise, it eats our soul. This way we fight it off while we're yelling. The vibrations. Thank you, guys. So good and so sad, which really has been the tagline of the Stab Show for 11 years. Segment 5, it's location, location, location. We're wrapping it up with a goodie. Do you think you've got what it takes to start up a new business? Well, you're wrong. You do. Anyone can. Literally no one will stop you. You can start a new business before I finish this show. The bigger issue is whether or not anyone will give two runny shits about it. And if you're starting your business in a place that might not exactly be clamoring for your type of stuff, well, you're just making it that much harder on yourself. As on location, 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 you've been asked to sell us on your businesses started in locations that might not be ideal for said businesses. So do it. It is what was asked of you. I can't read one sentence. Christiana.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's hear what you have in way of a pitch for your business. You design custom vacation packages for agoraphobes.
I do. Mm-hmm. An aperitivo in a Roman street cafe, the Eiffel Tower at sunset, the Great Pyramids at Giza, the crystal blue waters of the Caribbean. If you dream about the best way to avoid vacations in these tourist-infested, germy, uncontrollable environments, then call Limited Horizons Travel today. We specialize in full-service vacation packages that take you from the bed to the couch to the fridge and back. With handwritten schedules, recommended binging plans, TV or food option available, and custom phone alarms to gently alert you to the delivery and departure of your DoorDash owner so you never have to speak to another person. If you order our individualized brochure before Labor Day, you'll receive a free set of floor-length curtains. Choose from jungle print, nautical theme, or basic black, all options to represent what you'll avoid when you stay the hell home. Frame the only view that matters, the one from your self-imposed, incredibly small world. If you pay in full, we'll throw in a complimentary box set of Rick Steves' full travel series. Let the Midwestern wholesomeness of it all just fill the empty void in your life. There. That feels better, doesn't it? Limited Horizons. Call today.
Oh, sounds, frankly, fantastic.
It's not bad.
It was more relatable than I was comfortable with.
Yeah. I would give a lot for like a week of that.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I've got 2 weeks of getting away from everything coming up in a little while, and it's going to be good. I'm going to enjoy it some. Christiana, how can people get more of what it is that you are about outside of the very specific confines of this episode of The Stab Show?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, I should be out in the world more. I'm not a ton,
you don't
but
have to. Yeah.
I will be, you know, we're entering fall civic engagement education season, so I'll be trying to save the Republic. Invite everyone to join me at the polls.
Sure.
Doing work to raise money to teach kids about going to the polls.
Oh.
And doing day job stuff, which we don't talk about
No.
online.
No.
But
Yeah, join your union, vote, and maybe I'll be back here when Jesse harasses me the precise number of times on Facebook Messenger. How many times is it? He doesn't know.
I don't know.
He'll have to just try and find out.
I have to hit the right combination of dates and times. And,
it's true. It's
and true. Wording. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, super happy to have you back around.
Thank you.
And we'll endeavor to make that happen again sooner rather than later.
Yes. Great to be here.
Yeah. Hey, Connor.
Hey.
Yeah. like this. Let's see what you've got for your business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear your pitch. You trick out baby accessories for tough guys.
That's right. And I needed a location, so I just arbitrarily set this in the John Wick universe. So sorry, that's where this is happening.
That works.
I haven't been able to leave the hotel since I witnessed the massacre. Too many people want me dead. The Continental is the only place where I'm safe from the various assassins that live here. You see, they aren't allowed to conduct business within its walls, but I am, and I do. For centuries, going back to my great-great-grandfather Samuel Babizarus, my family have been purveyors of only the finest baby accessories. And now my only customers are assassins. The frankly implausible amount of assassins raising children in this hotel. And so I present you with the Little Hitman collection, only the finest baby accessories for the parent who doesn't just create life, but ends it as well. With products like the bottle knife. Feed your baby, stab a guy. Feed your baby, stab a guy. Just don't turn it the wrong way. Or perhaps you're more interested in our line of zero-tolerance pacifiers. Because let's face it, you can't find a babysitter every time you need to kill a guy. And few things are more frustrating than creeping up on a mob boss when all of a sudden nap time creeps up on you. Looks like the only thing getting shot in the back of the head today is your element of surprise. The point is, you buy a silencer for your gun, why not for your baby? These products and many more can be found out at murderbaby.com. Get 10% off with promo code Little Angel of Death, one word, all lowercase.
Sure. Sure.
Mm. It's a niche market.
Well, yeah. Purposefully so.
Yeah.
I'm just still stuck on don't look up murderbaby.com.
Yeah.
I don't think.
It probably is just an empty GoDaddy domain if that company still exists, but let's not. It's fiction.
You certainly shouldn't look up murderbaby.com on your Tor browser or whatever the dark web browser.
No. You don't go asking about witches once you're already in the wardrobe. You know what I mean? That's. You're in the wrong place or the right place.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed a C.S. Lewis reference would come up. That was the last thing I would have guessed.
I think I already had that fresh in the mind for some reason, and he was talking about being on dark web.
Sure.
And typing in suspect URLs, you know. It made enough
sense.
Don't eat the Turkish delight.
You can Google anything you want. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Who will stop you?
Just don't, don't get on a proxy server and then start Googling stuff. You're going to end up in bad places.
Yeah. Thank you, Connor.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Mm. We all do questionable things on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Connor, hey, how can people get more Connor Martin where they work in bank?
Mostly, I guess, just follow me on Instagram. It's Connor_Fartin, like Martin with an F.
Mm-hmm.
CONNOR_. Fartin, and it's mostly just me doing sleight of hand videos and posting like languid philosophy quotes and like sad shit. So, you know, if you're into that,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
But you know, it might pick up with more content-y stuff. What
exactly.
With the new direction in life?
Exactly. So yeah, get on there and like yell at me to make shit. Just you know,
yeah,
why not? A little motivation. Otherwise, go down. If you're in the 209 area, to the Deaf Puppy Comedy Club, my old roommate and buddy Chris opened a couple months ago.
Sorry.
That's a good time.
Well, awesome.
If you're in the area.
Yeah. I feel like an asshole. There's nobody in here. I've had a fan pointed out at nothing. Could have been pointed at you guys this whole time.
That's fantastic. I'm just seeing,
just seeing you guys sweating, and I just realized, oh.
I'm okay. You know, it's drying my eyes just a tiny bit, but I'm not a diva. I'm not going to be a diva about it.
No, I was just, ugh, what a terrible person I am. Well, thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Jesse.
Always a pleasure to have you.
Appreciate it.
And Christy, hey, before you close us out here, is there anything you'd like to point us in the direction
I'm on
of?
Bumble BFF.
Oh, shit.
I'm on Bumble BFF. That's the only social media I'm on nowadays because all the rest of them stress me out. So... Bumble BFF, if you want to make friends, that's where you go.
Wow.
So I'm on there, and I've got a pretty sick profile. I put See's Candy on it because I'm fucking cool. So
I didn't even know that was an option.
I did not know that was...
Yeah, so it's like a dating app, but it's just for friends. Oh. And like, yeah. I'm just trying to make more friends, you know?
That
like
actually it. Sounds really good.
Nice. For realsies, get on there because it's cool as shit.
I've come to the realization that you have to keep putting friends
in your friend's funnel because you put them in the top and then they fall out the bottom with time. So you got to keep feeding, which I stopped doing because COVID. And then I was like, I'm safe in here.
Well, I didn't think about all that.
Yeah.
Bumble BFF.
Okay.
It's Christy.
Yeah, friends get like hobbies and other shit in their life. And it's like, fuck you for having a life outside.
Yeah.
They get it. They're healthy, you know?
Well,
so.
I hate that shit.
Nonsense. Selfish. Selfish is what it is.
I will literally talk to whoever. So hit me up on Bumble BFF.
I'm in
but yeah, I have a prompt here if you want to hear that, too.
Yeah, let's do that. But now we know of a whole new venue to try and fill our funnel. Christy Farley, let's end this gosh darn program with your pitch. You own a batter dipping cart in Heart Health, Sylvania.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, it's going well. Welcome to Fry Your Fantasy, where we believe even the healthiest heart deserves a vacation from all the influencers telling you that you need to lower your cortisol levels. So we're nestled in the leafy green cardio-loving streets of Heart Health, Sylvania. But we offer a daring escape from cucumber salads and quinoa bowls. Because let's be real, you guys, those are gross. They're not. Stop trying to make quinoa a thing. It's not good, okay? It's not a carb. You're lying to yourselves and to others. Our cart serves everything dipped, battered, and fried. Broccoli, you can dip that. Tofu, you can fry it. Bananas, you batter them up. Each order comes with a waiver and a vinyl copy of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. Perfect for cheat days, your last supper, or simply when you're just ready to flip off that Fitbit and just throw it all away. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
No one cares about dino kale around here, y'all. So this is waffle fry country or curly fries if you're nasty.
Oh, man, both, please. Oh, thank you, Christy.
I am.
And that was The Stab Show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and, of course, a very special thank you to our fantastic panel, Christiana, Connor Martin, and Christy Farley. Now, if you want to see The Stab Show live as it happens, that's totally allowed. All you have to do is come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30 or tune in to Stab TV on Twitch from the comfort of your own home. It's as simple as that. Or if you want to enjoy The Stab Show in its original extra spicy podcast form, just subscribe to the show via the podcast provider of your choice. And would it kill you to like, review, and share it too? It's just good manners. But unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, saying, oh, what do you know? that life's short. So get out there and do some shit you'll regret, rather than regretting shit you didn't do. Good night. What do you know? It all tied back together. Oh, this is kind of...
Yes.